This episode of Qualified Nonsense is brought to you by electricity. Electricity has been more or less understood since 600 BC. Many attribute its modern application with Michael Faraday's demonstrations of electrical fields in 1831 and the work of Nikola Tesla and Thomas Edison in 1879. We use electricity for almost everything we do nowadays, from business to pleasure to pleasure. Electricity. Powering homes since Rural Electrification Act in 1936.
Well, 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 look at what the cat dragged in. These three hooligans managed to tear themselves away from their families to bring you the most bussin' content you've ever heard of or seen. No cap. While our drip might not be the most lit these days, we're here to enlighten you with the wiles of Reddit. If your ISO, some content brought to you by the most mid-late 30s the internet has to offer, get ready, because we're here to riz you up. I'm Matt.
I'm Jake.
And I'm Brandon.
And this is Qualified Nonsense.
Hell yeah. It's just... the real difficult thing is just to be as cool as we are, you know? Like, it's tough. We're in our late 30s, and we're just, like, so fun to be around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's one of those, like, can you use this in a sentence? That was a challenge.
Yeah, that's tough.
You left out Skibbity.
I did. That's the one.
Well, we're just trying to hit all the buzzwords to appeal to... The youths.
The platforms.
Yeah, everything but, before this hasn't really worked very well. This will surely work.
Speaking of, if you want to see how young we look, you can check out the video of this episode over on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. And also don't forget to support us on Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. While you're at it.
Well, be sure to subscribe to YouTube as well. It helps the very far lengths we have to achieve to monetize on there still. We need 500 subscribers, and I think we're in need of like 498 more.
Almost there.
Don't stop. Delete.
Every bit counts.
How's your guys' week?
Week was good. So far, so good. It's finally gotten cold here. So it was in the 80s last week. So this week it's chilly and I've got, you know, sweats on and nice coziness happening. What about you guys?
Nice. Good week here. Got our Christmas lights up today.
Get the fuck, really? Already? You're on it. Holy shit.
Dude, our neighbors had ours on. Eric, he listens. Hi, Eric. They actually took advantage. It was the same people that came, but they put theirs up. I feel it was like almost a month ago. But they're like, hey, you're going to need to do this. We'll also give you X amount off. And I was like, damn it, we should have done that.
Wait, they had like a service do it?
Yeah. Well, we did too. I mean, no, I put mine up myself. I put my Christmas lights up myself.
Do you have to provide them the Christmas lights, or do they provide them for you?
We've got our own Christmas lights.
Wait, is this a thing? I'm sorry. You said that like it was a bizarre thing. I've never that.
Look, people don't want to work, Jake.
Uh huh.
Maybe not in North Carolina. I do see signs all over the place, like on the side of the road that say like need Christmas lights, or we do Christmas lights, like. Yeah, that's,
I feel like I'm observant about that sort of thing. And I have never seen, like, I know there's like neighborhoods in like Brooklyn that are like super well known for their Christmas lights, and they have like professional teams do it. But these are also like $1 billion homes that put up billions of dollars worth of lights.
I mean, yeah, you don't live in one of those?
No.
Oh,
no, man. What was that?
It's a reasonable service. They put them up and take them down.
I mean, yeah, that's great. You're not fond of climbing up on the top of your house, too, right?
Seems like a good business.
Actually, I don't mind it because I do wash my own windows. but I don't put on my own Christmas lights.
Tell me, how often do you wash your own windows? I'm feeling inadequate right now, Matt. I'm not going to lie. Pretty frustrated with this conversation so far. So far, this podcast, not going great for me.
I'm pretty anal retentive about it. I would say at least once every 4 to 6 months.
Nice. Well, good for you guys. It sounds like you have nice, clean windows to look out of. I've got cobwebs up the wazoo, and now I'm self-conscious. Don't come and visit me.
It's charming.
Yeah, well, Halloween passed, so.
Well, yeah, that's my week. I got Christmas lights up. I will say we got new Christmas lights, and they have an app, and I shouldn't be allowed to have these because I can just, like, fuck with them from my couch. Mm-hmm. But my neighbors are probably really pissed because I can't even see what it is, but I'll sit on the couch and play with them.
It's like a slider.
I can only imagine what it looks like. My neighbors across the street are like, ah!
I have to say I hate the way LED lights, Christmas lights look. And so I do have incandescent lights that I bought at a garage sale, like the old, big bulb, like big fat bulb incandescent lights.
That's awesome.
And I know there is a company, I think they're called True Tone, that do make LED lights that look like the old incandescent bulbs, but it's like insanely expensive. It's like $100 for a string of 25 of them or something. But
jeez. Yeah. I like them. There's a family that has, like, they're red and white, and it does look very clean and pretty. And our neighbors next door, they're all white and it's clean and pretty. I don't know. There's something
you're
nice
like,
about.
But RBG though.
Yeah. But I'm like, I can sync it to music.
Hell yeah. That's pretty great. We just have like simple sort of, what's that called? Like, they look kind of like teardrops. They're not super long or like icicles. They're not super long. Yeah. They're just relatively, they're modest. They're just white. And I put them up, and maybe that's why they're not very exciting, is because I put them up and I take them down. So it's like, oh Christ.
This episode actually should be coming out right around Christmas.
I mean, well, not ho, 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 Merry Christmas,
give
everybody.
Too much of a peek behind the curtain, but yeah, we're recording a little ways out, so I don't know. I would say this one should be landing around Christmas time.
Nice.
Perfect. Well, what about you, Brandon? How was your week?
My last 2 days since we recorded.
there's another peek behind the curtain.
Keep that out for the listeners.
Well, but now I look like, because I'm like, oh, my week was good, and then now everybody knows I was fucking lying. Thanks, Brandon.
No,
I just did a lot in my last 2 days.
Sorry, you can cut that out. No,
I'll write.
Not a lot has changed. Did anybody catch the finale of The Penguin?
Actually, yes, I did. Nope. It was fantastic.
Yeah, it was really good.
It looks like a good show, but I haven't seen any of it.
Well, yeah, no, I liked it.
Jake or listeners, if you haven't watched The Penguin on HBO, check it out.
Run, don't walk.
It's good.
Even though Oswald Cobb couldn't run, but run, don't walk.
Waddle.
Cool.
I did kind of, at least, not to spoil it, but I did kind of at least want him to be like wah 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 or something like that in it. But he never.
The ending, because the whole like universe. The only thing you can tell about it being Batman related is it's in Gotham, and you know it's Oswald Cobb, and he's referred to as the Penguin. And the Falcone family, but they're like, there's no, you don't ever see Batman. There's no, like, everything.
Yeah, Commissioner Gordon's not even in it.
Like, everything is just real time. Like, they drive cars in this century, and I don't know. Like, it's not some weird dystopian city. I guess it kind of is. But
speaking of Batman, did you see that Warner Brothers is going to be selling 10 of the Tumblers cars? I think they're selling them for like,
yeah,
$10 million each.
Yeah,
oh my gosh.
Or $3 million each, I think they're selling 10 of them.
That's what happens when everybody wants to start streaming movies and not go to the movies to make these fucking tanks so everybody can sell them.
Well, apparently they're not street legal, but...
Yeah, that doesn't surprise me. Because everyone would be like, look what I could do.
Can you put, like, munitions in them and stuff?
Well, yeah, I'm sure...
Fully loaded.
You can do whatever you want, but...
Perfect.
USA, USA.
Well, shall we get into our questions?
Hell yeah. Let's,
should we take a break and come back?
Take a little breaky break. Well,
what our whistle?
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
And welcome back. Feel free to drop us a line at qualifiednonsense@gmail.com or connect with us on our socials or at Patreon or at YouTube or at Reddit, apparently, soon. Jake?
No, now. Because
in the past, when you're listening to this,
when you're in the past, in the future past, on a different timeline, we've got a subreddit called r/qualifiednonsense, all one word. If you have questions that you'd like to either anonymously or anonymously,
it wouldn't be so anonymous. A thing?
Well, you can do anonymous mode, I think. Maybe not. No, you definitely can post things anonymously. But yeah, drop us a line there too.
Either way, that's a good opportunity for you to use like the alias you've always wanted to use.
Yep.
Then you're pretty much anonymous.
Anonymous.
Jake, what you got for us? What'd you find?
It's me. Yeah. Okay, guys. So
give us the dirty.
In 20 or 30 years. So that's going to put us at 2045, 2055. Wait, is that right, math? Yeah. What do you think that people will be nostalgic for from our time period?
In which year?
In like 20 or 30 years from now. Oh, what do you think will... Because there's like a lot of conveniences now, but what would be a... And this, I was actually searching while we were doing the intro stuff. I was searching because I got a screenshot of the Reddit
Democracy?
Post. But it, hey. Well, no, there were some of those. But I didn't catch the Reddit user. I found this on Ask Reddit. And it's in 20 or 30 years, what sort of stuff do you think we'll be nostalgic for? Or people
working for a wage.
Yeah. I mean, not having, robots, the
not
governing everything.
All right. So we're going immediately dark with it. Great. Okay. well, luckily that's what Reddit did also. Gore Lordy, said privacy 100%. And then and someone else, Ted Salas, said water. and some other
that's
person,
actually, yeah,
some other person called Trusted by a Million said movie theaters, which I thought was also
they're well on their way.
Movie theaters are sort of on their way out as it is. But yeah, I mean, my knee-jerk reaction was to also sort of go like, yeah,
I don't know. That's kind of hard because I think like I firmly believe that history is circular. So everything kind of comes back at a time, like retro things are. I mean, retro things are fun because they're a thing that you longed for that don't really exist anymore. And somebody remade it. So, you know, movie theaters go away, but they'll come back as some iteration of themselves.
And like, fashion and physical media from our youth is now popular. Like people dress in JNCOs and the like spaghetti strap tops and all that stuff now.
Yeah.
And people collect videotapes and audio cassettes and CDs, and you know, that sort of format is popular. Well, I wouldn't say popular, but it is like collected. And so I think whatever the kids are into now would probably be
Brandon, like whatever, one of those guys that's like on 60 Minutes of like Brandon Bernhardt, you might not see it from the outside, but has the world's largest DVD collection. And it'd be like interviewing him like curmudgeon on a couch, like, yeah, I just don't get how good this is.
I mean, I think that's probably not inaccurate. Not about Brandon necessarily, but I think all of us, I mean, well,
everybody has a thing that they're like, it's not going to be good anymore.
In case it wasn't evident with the intro, we do not necessarily have the finger on the pulse of what the youth
I'm saying that the stuff that when we were kids, the stuff that was popular was what was popular with our parents 30 years ago. What's popular now is what was popular with us 30 years ago. And I think what will be nostalgic 30 years from now will be whatever your kids are into now. So
does nostalgia
I'd also say cooking, like in a world that is just continually grasping for instant results, like mm-hmm. I need this to happen now. I feel like cooking is already kind of losing, right? Like, oh, the grandma made it this way and we're like, eh, yeah, but I can also like unroll these dumplings from a canister that'll pop when it's, you know, when they're open. I just think I could see cooking being one of those things that's like not really a thing. Everybody door dashes and puts water on it and microwaves it and it's food.
Yeah, I will say the sort of alternate perspective of that is the time element of it. It's because there is that instant gratification sort of group, I guess, but also like Anne and I were just talking about this the other night. Like, we really enjoy cooking. We like having a variety of meals throughout the week and weeks and months and whatever. But man, it's a pain in the ass. Like, all of the dishes and stuff, like, it just takes so much time. And so there is that level of convenience that is really attractive.
Well, like 30 years from now, people will be working like 3 full-time jobs. And
there won't be farms anymore anyway.
Yeah, they won't have time to, but maybe like the Ozempic by then will have some sort of food, like some sort of caloric. You're injecting yourself with calories from your Ozempic. You still stay thin but get the required nutrients that you need.
It's a dietary supplement and a nutrient.
Yeah.
Somehow that's going to make sense to somebody and they're going to be like, ah, yeah, send it.
I didn't mean for this to go sort of pessimistic about society necessarily, but it does seem like something's got to give.
God willing, we won't be here anyway, so
yeah, right.
Screw them.
I'll welcome sweet darkness.
I got mine.
What other comments are on there?
Well, those are the main ones. It was a relatively young post, so it didn't have a bunch of work with it. A question that I had about nostalgia, though, which I have not really noticed with age, but I know that I have nostalgia about my young youth. I think like pre-high school. I don't know that I have. I guess I have nostalgia for high school. But like, I don't have nostalgia for college, I wouldn't say. Well, that's not true. Probably
because you had to pay for it.
True. Well, I'm wondering, do some of our parents' generation who potentially listen to the podcast, if you want to jump onto Reddit and throw us a question or a comment, but do
their heads are going to explode. They don't know what that is.
Does nostalgia sort of continue? Like, do you, aside from maybe thinking about like your kids when they were younger being like, oh, I miss, you know, that time of life, does nostalgia sort of continue to continue? I imagine it must. I just don't know that.
Are you talking about it being like generational?
Right. I mean, like, as in, like, in 20 or 30 years, are we going to be nostalgic about this time period, about something in particular, aside from, like, water and, like...
So, like, if you're 70, are you nostalgic for when you were 50 or...
Right, right.
Like, yeah.
And I hadn't really considered that, because we've been talking about youth for the most part, which is, I think, oftentimes how we talk about and associate the word nostalgia with, you know, our lives, but...
Yeah. Like, our classic cars will be the Honda Civics. We'll be like, yeah, this guy in the garage, it burns gas.
Yeah. I did think of another thing, which I think would be that people will be nostalgic for, is like the free internet and like being able to use the internet freely without having to pay stuff. And we're kind of getting to the point where a lot of websites are a subscription model, or they're getting so bogged down with ads that they're unusable.
Yeah.
And I think people will be nostalgic for a time when that wasn't the case.
Nostalgic for a time without paywalls.
I think that there's going to be a breaking point for that, only because I think we grew up without cell phones, and then we sort of were the first generation to have things that were like mobile computing was a thing during our generation. Or like developed during our generation, and these kids today have it. I'm just sounding like an old person. These whippersnappers,
bastards today.
These little shits. No, they're growing up with the technology. And if you think of the internet as being, you know, what it is, which is like decentralized computing power, I think there's going to be a breaking point where the Verizons and the AT&Ts and the Googles are gonna not be able to be the only internet available, just because they're gonna figure out ways to properly make it decentralized. Did you guys watch Silicon Valley?
I couldn't get into it.
Okay. I enjoyed it. I worked in the tech scene, all that stuff resonated with me, so it was pretty funny. But they made like a free universal internet by hacking a bunch of like Samsung refrigerators and like the ones with screens on them, and making them basically be the internet for them. And that's not super out of the realm of possibility for like practical applications. So I would imagine that the kids are going to solve it in a way that is going to upset big industries, because they're getting a lot of money for it. But I think
I'm just tired of clicking on a news article that I want to read, and you scroll like and you read a paragraph and it's like, oh, are you not a member yet?
Yeah,
like, fuck you, it's news. That should be accessible to everybody.
Well, I mean, before the internet, you had to buy a newspaper to be able to read it,
or you watch TV, but then you have to deal with commercials.
Like news station websites are still free, but they're like so bogged down with ads that they're pretty much unusable.
Yeah. I don't know. I got nostalgia. Ask me in 20 years.
All right. Folks, stay tuned. 20 years. We're going to circle back to this subject. If we remember who each other are and our feet are attached to us, I'm going to be happy. I'll just be happy.
I'm just going to, I guess I would broadly say things that don't yield instant gratification or results.
I mean, you know,
that's what I'll be nostalgic for, at least.
The very pessimistic side of me is that quote that Albert Einstein has, which is like, I think it was Albert Einstein, but he doesn't know what World War III, the weapons that will be fought with in World War III, but in World War IV will be fought with sticks and stones. And I do think that if shit properly hits the fan, we're going to have all the time in the world to make our own meals and enjoy the little things and enjoy the trees and the...
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, neat, cool.
Brandon,
all the time in the world. So I have this comes from Ask Reddit subreddit. This question was asked by the user Savage Cunt, and they since I look up this question and then clicked on the link, it says this post has been removed by the moderators of our Ask Reddit. So apparently it's not up anymore, but I mean I can still see everything. So but Savage Cunt asked, what are some things every guy should at least try, even though they're stigmatized as quote gay or quote unmanly? What are some things every guy should try at least try, even though they're stigmatized as gay or unmanly?
I mean, the first thing I think of is pegging, but I've never done that.
I would say like a nice massage, a pedicure.
Brandon, if you have your soundboard queued up, this is the time to use that after every suggestion.
Gay!
I will say this. And this is like it. I started a skincare routine.
Okay, real quick for the listeners, you don't see this, you'll see it in the video if you're watching, but Matt said, give me a second, and he like leaned forward and like adjusted the mic and got real close. This is an intimate conversation now. Please continue, Matt.
So Dwayne The Rock Johnson has his own skincare products called Papatui.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
They're fantastic. And I have never done like a skincare routine before, but I love it. It's great.
Talk to me
especially,
about
especially the hairless gentleman. You should try it. Cause at least for me, I couldn't go all the way back here with it. You guys could. It's so you wash your face in the shower. It's like this like gel kind of a thing. And then you get out and then there's a cleanser. It like dries out your face, and then you have a moisturizer, and then you have like an eye wrinkle thing.
So what's the point of drying your face out and then adding moisture to it? Like, doesn't that like negate? Do they negate each other?
The cleanser, I don't think it makes it feel dry. I don't think it actually does. I think it just takes all the like impurities off.
Yeah, I think that. So yeah, the like grease, I think what it does is it like leaches out the grease and the like the stuff from your pores, and then to moisturize to revitalize the actual skin.
In doing this, I forget the brand. I think there's several brands that actually do this, but it doesn't seem like it would be like high elite skincare products, but they actually take the secretions from snails and they can put that into a soap in it. Yeah, all the goo. You put the goo on your face. And I'm going to say just self-care in general, like self-care for guys, kind of viewed as non-manly or homosexual.
I will say
awkward silence.
Maybe, well, close. Yeah, using a bidet.
Ugh, God.
Bidets are great. Also, that's not gay. You just like your bottom bits to be clean.
Have you guys seen the compilation? Mm-hmm. This fraternity installed one, and they set a camera up just on everybody's face using it for the first time. And they put like a classical opera music to it, and it's like just their face in slow-mo, and they're like, oh. Like launching off the toilet seat.
I know I've used this before, but if you get shit on your shoe, would you prefer to wipe it off with a toilet paper, or would you rather hose it off with a hose?
I wipe it in the grass.
Yeah, that's how
that
I've heard.
One
like
of the options, Matthew.
if you get, let's say you get poop on your hand, would you wash it off with water or wash it off with a paper towel? Just
I don't feel that these are fair things. Because it's like, how many times have you gotten poop on your hands?
I mean, I've got.
Well,
I've
somebody tells me they've never changed a diaper.
Oh shit. We need to get Kara as a guest on there.
So what I did when we had our kids, I would actually put that, like, I would use the diaper as a shield, and I would like go in between. So there was never a potential.
I'm just saying.
Also, with our first child, I wore gloves for the first month, and Kara put a kibosh to that one.
Gloves?
I wore gloves.
Yeah, I was elbow deep in that stuff. It was like Jurassic Park up in there.
What's your opposition to a bidet?
It ain't natural.
Okay.
But toilet paper is? Like manufactured toilet paper?
3-ply toilet paper.
Look, social constructs exist Northern for a reason.
Natural.
Those bears taught you nothing? I'm very, very hesitant.
Okay.
You're frozen for me. Is he frozen for you?
Yeah.
God damn it.
All right. Kara, get off the porns.
No. Yeah, my fucking internet froze. Sorry about that.
It's here.
He got so worked up, he used up all his bandwidth. And
yeah, his computer tanked because he was stress typing. No, first of all, I don't think anything about a bidet is like, I mean, I guess because it's foreign, that's gay. I don't really consider that to be even like towing the line of sexual preference ambiguity or something like that, but
I can see where it would like masculinity would come into play.
Oh, it's a masculinity question. That's
not
right.
Not saying I would like justify it. I could see where it would come into play.
Got it. Well, it's great. You should.
Like, I wipe my ass like a man. I don't need to squirt some water on it like a floozy.
I'll say. I'm actually going to pose that it's even manlier to use a bidet because mine isn't heated. It's like groundwater cold. So, like, I'm a fucking man when I hose my butt off because that's cold as shit. I can just take it.
Would you use a bidet? And would you, if you lived in Alaska or something, would you use a bidet?
Hell yeah. Get me in there. Freeze that.
Just have like an icicle butt. Stab the back of your
turns
balls.
Into an icicle before it hits you.
The crime scene, they're like, oh God, there's another one.
Yeah, I had a list of things. I would also say going to a drag show. It's a lot of fun. It's just to let yourself go, have a good time.
I don't think.
Also karaoke. I don't know. I don't know if that's considered like a gay or unmanly thing or whatever, but
I'm also going to say brunch.
Yeah, I guess there's stigmas with a lot of this stuff, but
also I said this and then I was reading through the comments and it came up a couple of times, but ordering a drink that you actually want, like instead of what you think you should have.
IPA. Yeah.
You got like, anything with like, that bubblegum vodka? I mean old fashioned.
Yeah, like if you do want like the fruity tropical drink or whatever, have that. Like you don't have to like, oh no, I only want gasoline and a boot, you know, or whatever. Like,
yeah,
you don't do you guys have Pinnacle Wit vodka here?
Speaking of ordering something that you actually want, I did see a cute clip of a woman being like, "Hey, you who walks up to a coffee counter and just orders coffee black, you know you don't have to do that, right? Like, there's milk and sugar and stuff. Like, you don't, like, you're not pre, like, you can just, you don't have to do that to yourself." And I like my coffee black, but I thought it was a fun sort of like, "Hey, man, chill." Who hurt you?
I also had sharing domestic labor. So, like, doing the laundry, doing the dishes, cleaning, whatever, things like that.
Especially in dual income households, because
if that's not cool, consider me Miles Davis.
I mean, I made a joke about it early on, but I would also say, like, butt stuff. Hear me out.
Awkward pause. My internet's going out again.
I think what this generation, like I forget which generation is like coming of age right now and having lots of sex, but like I feel like they're much closer to doing it right, because there's like a lot of open relationship situations. There's a lot of people that are like much more explorational with what they like, as far as like what they want out of like instead of having like the
new. Do you think it's new, or it's actually just being talked about?
I don't think it's new. I do think it's being talked about, which means that more people are apt to try it and apt to, like, you know, it's actually the same conversation. But it is the same conversation as like order the drink that you want. It's just about sex,
right? Put it in the hole you want.
Well, yeah, but like there's like a lot of different ways of expressing. Okay. You know what? Fine.
No, I want to know where you're going with this, because I was not expecting this out of you.
Well, I think that it's important or that people are comfortable with exploring like what makes them happy. And I think that there's, especially in the bedroom, there's so much stigma. And
you can find
so
Jake
much
on Instagram at Always Seldom. Link to his spicy page in the bio.
I think it's important that people like lose as much stigma as possible, because at the end of the day, it has to do with like honesty and communication. And you know what? That's actually, I'll pivot to that, since we don't like talking about butt stuff. If something that's not considered masculine is like being emotionally available, communicating, talking about feelings with one's partner. Like, I know I'm still in a man box of not being able to, like, I just, you know, push it all down with coffee and cigarettes sort of ideal of like not wanting to talk about, and not having, like, when I am emotional, not having the vocabulary and the practice to be able to have honest conversations. Like, that's tough. And I feel like that's a masculinity bubble that I think the current
push it all down while doing butt stuff.
Or push it all up, if you know what I'm saying. Well, so here's I feel like I'm having to
We need to get you just a launch box, a launch pad, so you can just like.
I know. I'm like hunting for these.
I can
like
hear
frantically
I can
scrolling.
I can basically hear the wheel going, go trying to find the right one. That's funny.
The top comment here was casually complimenting other men on things that you notice at a glance in passing, like cool jacket, cool hair, etc.
I love doing that, though.
That's a nice dick.
I think
actually somebody did say like they were like responding to that. They said nice cock.
I will say I actually do enjoy doing that because I think that's something that guys don't actually get a lot of. You know, we in a previous episode, we talked about catcalling and how,
yeah,
you know, it's one of those like, I think there's a fine line with complimenting somebody and just being like ogling. And like that never happens to guys to be like, hey, man, your eyes look nice today. It's like, I mean, if you ask Jake, though, it'd be like, are you into butt stuff? As we've learned.
Okay. That's funny. I thought this was a safe space.
If you notice a guy struggling, offer help. Don't expect them to man up just because of their gender. Also hug your
first
friend.
Drive by and yell at him and then circle back and be like, you're doing all right.
Also hug your friends. Sometimes that's all you need when life is shit.
Another thing I love doing, never underestimate a good high five too. Good high five and a hug.
This person, I mean, it's kind of a long paragraph, but they basically mentioned painting nails. Moisturizing.
Moisturizing what?
And then somebody commented, they said, fellas, is it gay to not look like an old leather boot in your 30s?
Nice. Yeah, ranch hand.
Ordering the cocktail you want. Yeah, I don't know. There's, I mean, they do mention like expressing your emotions, talking to a professional about your sexual assault. That's
Jesus
more serious.
Christ.
Being open about your love for Hallmark movies.
There you go. Learning to sew.
That's just a life skill.
Yeah, that's a good one. But, yeah,
but it's kind of gay, though.
No. No, it's like chill.
No, upholstery is one of the four industrial arts.
Well, excuse me.
Going to the spa. Discussing your mental health. Wash your ass.
What if a finger gets in there? I don't know. Huh.
Yoga.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I wouldn't have too many different opinions in that.
Well, I mean that's pretty much all that they had here, and I don't know, just kind of a not, I wouldn't say, I guess, a fun question, but just something to think about.
I like pensive questions, or an opportunity for us to hash it out. Because yeah, we're totally qualified to do that.
No homo.
Matthew.
Matt?
I think you've got a question.
Yeah. Speaking of butt stuff, I got a question about farts. This is I referenced this subreddit on the very first episode, Unethical Life Pro Tips. Yosho2K wants to know, how can I leave fart spray in a room so the smell stays without it being found? And I believe this context is like, how can I put fart spray in a room, like as a prank, and no one will know where it's coming from? So with that, Shapey Shifter, this is the top comment, says, instead of fart spray, use fish. Unscrew an outlet cover, put fish of your choice in the space between the outlet and the wall, put the cover back on. No one will find the source of the fish smell. If it's in a room with curtain rods, open up the curtain rod and put some fish inside the rod.
Yeah.
So this individual has thought it out.
It's a devious individual.
Yeah.
The most devious bastard in New York City.
New York City.
Somebody also suggested buying an automatic air freshener and putting that in there, so it'll...
Oh, yeah, that's
and it said, and they actually put a hyperlink with liquid ass can.
What about those like diffuser sticks? The like jar with the diffuser stick things in them. Like you just filled that with fart spray, and then it like gets absorbed into the wood.
Yeah,
that's pretty gross. I would say
the ladder inspector 7-Eleven says we need more posts like this.
This is what I'm here for.
Another let's see, from Rich Consideration said, as many have said, dump the fluid into an air vent or soak the carpet in a piece or a piece under a piece of furniture. If it's mechanical, you could put it in the vent instead. These solutions would likely be found. Yeah, essentially,
is there a WikiHow for this?
Yeah. The Jake says, skip the fart spray, do raw chicken and milk in a tightly closed jar, put it somewhere hidden. It will eventually explode and smell as bad as you can imagine.
it's not the instant gratification, but man, it'll pay off.
Yeah, it reminded me of a story in high school. Do you remember there was a certain there's a certain prank like this where there was fecal matter put on the heater coil of somebody's truck in the middle of winter.
Oh, I do vaguely remember.
Yeah, I don't remember the parties involved, but I remember hearing about that.
One was a Mr. Davis. The one kidney wonder. put on in his truck. Yeah, I remember being like, God, that would a special spot in hell for somebody that thought that up.
Yeah, that's pretty dark. I would say, whatever the medium is for the smell, having worked a lot in commercial HVAC systems, that would be a good place to hide it. And you probably, because you usually have to get professionals out to get in and do maintenance, you won't, and it costs a lot. The smell will be there for a really long time before someone's actually able to find it.
That happened actually at the Trumbull house that we lived at. I had a mouse that died in that.
Oh, yeah, remember? Yeah.
And there was like that smell that just kept coming out. We have ultimately like honed it down there, but we couldn't bring anybody out to do it. We just kind of let it decompose until there was nothing left and just dealt with it.
It dried out, and then we're like, oh, thank God it's dry now. Well,
for this person's question, like, are they wanting, like, are they trying to do this in their own home to where
they certainly hope like, not
destroy anything, or are they like,
I think it's from a prank
revenge on a landlord. Is it like an ex or something? Or
they didn't give context, but I would, if I had to guess, it would be from like, a prank perspective,
or like trying to do it at work or whatever. Have you seen that guy, that TikToker guy who, like, people will write into him to like complain about their boss or whatever, and he goes in and like says he's from like OSHA or whatever, and like goes and like confronts the boss and films it?
No.
Like, there's a whole bunch of them. I don't know the guy's name. I'll have to look it up, but I just saw he has a whole bunch of videos that I was watching today, and it's like he just like eggs them on and eggs them on until they throw him out of the business. It's actually pretty funny.
There's also a guy that's called John Breaks Bad News. Have you seen
I love him. He does it for funny. Free too.
Yeah.
I thought about having him call one of you guys, but it's kind of contingent on you answering the phone, and I know you guys wouldn't ever answer.
Yeah, that's not, nope. that ain't me.
Have you seen that guy, Brandon?
No.
Oh, you'd love it.
You'd like him. It's pretty funny. He just is like, and he's always like super friendly, and like his like demeanor is very chipper and upbeat. But he like breaks bad news to people, and they're like, "How'd you get this number?" And he's like,
"So it's like
your friend Tyler asked me to call you and tell you that he's sleeping with your sister." And it's like, "What?"
It's pretty. Yeah, funny. it's like he would call you and be like, "Brandon, Jake wanted me to call you and let you know you're terrible at building cat houses and your Funko Pops are lame." And he'd be like, "Who is this?" He's like, "John from John Breaks Bad News." He's like, "Who made me call you, Jake?"
So it's basically like like morning zoo type call, like morning radio type pranks.
Yeah,
a little bit, but like they can get super mean. some people get contentious with it, and some people like lean into it. Well,
Do you guys know of, is there any case that you would want to sabotage someone's house with fart spray that lasted a long time that you didn't want them to see?
Yes. Yeah. Really? Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yeah.
You answered that so fast.
Oh,
God. I don't have that many enemies. I don't.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Absolutely.
All right. Give us their names.
No. I can't.
Can you give us their
names? They know who they are. They know who they are.
Can you say at least say why?
No.
Are they friends of the pod?
No.
Are they one of the six people that listen to this podcast?
It's not Eric. I love you, Eric. No, these are they're actually two individuals. And they both definitely they have some karma coming their way. And that would be so sweet.
This is actually really telling. Brandon, you and I have been on Reddit trying to find things that would be like interesting to talk about, and actually Matt's just been doing some homework. He's like, oh, interesting. And he's like, oh, I could ask about this. I've already been reading up about it.
I've been looking at r/contract killers and
how to get away with murder.
Incognito.
I saw a funny meme there. It wasn't funny because the guy who like did all the murders was definitely a psychopath, but it was like one of the guys that killed his families or something, and in court they were reading his search history, and it's like 659, what happens to bodies when I put it in ... 1159, what happens to bodies when 1201.
Oh, I saw what, that. Like, yeah, they were just like in court, like reading off his search history.
Yeah. And it was like, and the comment was like, yeah, bro definitely did it. It's like, you can't even really argue this. It's like, what happens to body parts if you throw them in the river?
Like, Jesus. Like, how, oh my gosh. That is, yeah. As a friendly reminder, PSA, private browsing windows and PSAs do not obscure the ISP, the internet service provider, from seeing what you're looking at. So
isn't Google going through a huge lawsuit right now about the incognito mode? Like the incognito mode not actually being incognito? There's a huge class action going on about that right now.
Fun.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I don't really know the details of it.
Have you been on incognito mode? Have in the past 14 years? You might be entitled to compensation.
Ooh. I guess what's the point of an incognito mode? Just like,
we've definitely talked about this before.
Pretty much so your wife doesn't see you looking up porn.
Yeah, is that it?
That's probably why it's most popular. In IT, we use it a lot to isolate like saved password and cache related issues. So basically, if you open an incognito window, it's as if you open Chrome or Firefox for the first time. So it doesn't have all the bullshit that comes with, or rather, you know, it's not supposed to come with all the bullshit that comes with having signed into your Google account and have all of the extra like, like any sort of like toolbars or add-ins that you have turned on for your convenience. Sometimes those things can interrupt normal services in some way, or have
anyway,
like malicious
back to porn.
But also porn.
Which that could also be tied back to the like the masculinity thing. Stop using incognito. Be a man. Let it all out there.
Wait, we've talked about that before too. The be a man guy.
The Boston be a man. Don't use incognito mode. Be a man.
Be a man.
I know Brandon doesn't like him, but I do enjoy him.
I just don't think it's that funny, but
be a man. Well, anyway,
I'll take it.
In case anybody else has some enemies they want to sabotage, fart spray and
talk to Matt because he's concocting plans as we speak, apparently. Will you tell us who it is offline?
Dun, 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 dun. No.
Yeah, maybe that's oh. that's a...
if no you paper trails.
If you join our Patreon, Matt will tell you.
I'll put pictures up, but that's on the $1,000
tier. Hell yeah.
All right, well, that's an episode. So,
farts.
God, we're good at closing these out.
Merry Christmas, everybody, or whatever. That's when this is coming out.
Like a well-oiled machine.
Well, I was trying to like count on a calendar, and I don't remember how many episodes we already recorded. I don't know. You know. So, whatever.
We might have to navigate this one if it's like talking about, you know, filling your stockings with farts instead of presents.
Yeah, we actually might want to stagger it so that it actually, like, we have an actual
Christmas one.
Christmas episode.
And it's going to be like
whatever the fuck this one was.
It's going to be like St. Patrick's Day, and we're going to be like, oh, how was your Christmas? And
yeah. Well, Halloween just passed.
Yeah.
And butt stuff.
Never heard of her.
Anyway, thank you all for listening. Please support the show over at Patreon at patreon.com/qualifiednonsense. If you want something visual, give us a watch over on YouTube at youtube.com/@qualifiednonsense. Also, feel free to send any questions or comments to qualifiednonsense@gmail.com. Or hit us up on our socials found in the episode description. After you've done all that, please also rate, review, share, like, and subscribe on your podcast app of choice. And we'll see you back here next week for another brand new episode of Qualified Nonsense.
Send us some stuff on our subreddit.
Yeah.
r/QualifiedNonsenseAfterDark.
NWSF. Wait. NWS.
N-S. N-S.
N-S-F-W.
Where's the F? Not safe for work. Never mind.
Not safe work.
I just wanted to keep putting friends in there. I was like, why would friends be a part of this?